Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to Biz Chat, your place of encouragement as you launch your God-sized dreams into the marketplace and ministry. We love to see you launching and going after those God-sized dreams. But hey, today's topic, are you chasing something and asking God to bless it? Because that might not be working well. And so let's get in today with why we need to flip that script. Recently, God kind of tapped me on the shoulder and said, do you realize you don't have to chase the good life? All those things that you've been chasing after for your family, not bad things, not saying they're bad things, but just the things of life that I consider the good life, whether it's just awesome godly relationships in my life, a good church, a happy marriage, happy kiddos that are involved in all the things that they love and having the finances for it, all those things. I really felt like in my younger mama years, I was chasing, and asking God to bless and prosper us and move us forward and help us reach our potential and everything you designed us to be and do. And I was just like, go, go, go. And now I'm finding that those things are actually chasing after me. It is a really big flip in my life. And I wanted to dig in a little bit here because you may be feeling the same way, that you have to chase, and ask God to bless, and reveal. What now, God? What now? If you're constantly asking these questions and seeming to like beg God for a handout of blessing or direction, all of those things are probably good indicators that you are on the front end trying to be the cart before the horse, rather than letting the horse, like the leader, the God go-getter, let him be out in front leading you. This is the exciting part of being on an entrepreneurial journey. You get to learn all these really cool things that God wants you to learn. And this one is key. He wants to be your leader, and all you have to do is be led of the Spirit, be led by your leader. If we confess Christ as our Lord and say he's Lord implies that we bow, that he is the leader. Is he your leader? Is he leading you, or are you just asking him to show you the way you want to go? Do you see the subtle difference? When you just, like we said last week with parked in peace, like if you're just parked in peace and waiting for him to lead, being available and faithful, taking the time to cultivate that relationship, that co-laboring relationship with him where you hear, then you can be led. And when you're in a life of being led, boy, that responsibility curse of I've got to figure this out, I've got to go, I've got to do, I've got to be all in on me, all those things those gurus like to tell us, whew, that pressure is gone. And I don't want you living under that pressure. We have had some major breakthrough in our level 2 coaching where we've discovered this is kind of binding us from moving on when we feel like we have to be the leader of our business. Yes, you are the leader, but you get to be led. All right, friends, I hope that this one really challenges you to take a step back in your business and ask God, am I leading or are you leading? Because I want you to be the leader and I want to be the follower. Lord, show me the steps that I need to change or take to be led by you so I can stay parked in peace until you lead. These are not my problems. These are your, not problems, right? God doesn't have problems. They are your situations, and you are going to provide solutions and you are going to provide direction. I will wait to be led. Awesome, friends. I hope that this one this week really lands well with you. It has been just fire over in our coaching group. And if you are interested in looking into these groups that we lead week by week, seeking hard after God, just that is our primary purpose and vision, is to see Him in our lives and in our businesses first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else just comes into place. If that's the kind of business you're looking to build, go ahead and look in the show notes. There's some links there you can follow. Get on some wait lists. We got an exciting summer coming up, intensives, all sorts of things. God's just like, this is the way, and He is leading, and we are following and getting some major breakthrough. And we'd love to have you join us. So take a look in your show notes for some links to all that we're doing this summer coming up. And who's someone you could share this with? There's got to be someone in your life you know has been looking to launch some God-sized dreams. I would ask you to just share this link today. Share it, send it over in a text, and share the love with someone you know is wanting to launch their God-sized dreams. All right, friends, we'll see you next time on Biz Chat. Telling me to dance, taking a chance.